New Frontiers. We've been opening doors for thousands of centuries across space, galaxies, oceans, in science, medicine, and in every imaginable frontier. Yet, there's always been a mystery. It's always been a matter of deep, fascinating curiosity. How a mind works, how capabilities are formed, when does talent form? Yet, there's something that is still waiting to be discovered, that is core, innate, and personal to every individual. In this podcast, I bring to you the secrets of personal evolution, as a creator of a technology that's pioneering the science to design and accelerate the frontier of personal evolution. Welcome to Solo Voice, taking you places where no one has gone before. Perfect match. Everything in the universe is made of atoms. And atoms find other atoms and combine with them. And when they do, their nature together changes. They become one unit of a molecule, and they have a different impact on the universe and on themselves based on what the atom combines with. Oxygen can be the air you breathe, or oxygen can be water. Our oxygen can even be the pollution that is destroying the atmosphere. Oxygen can be the fire, and it can be so many things based on the atom it combines with. When you think about a perfect match, most times people think about relationships. But perfect match is not just about relationships. It's not only about a life partner. There's perfect match in choosing the right business. There's perfect match in finding the right product for the right market. This perfect match in using the right tool for the right job. This perfect match in the right tune for the right emotion. This perfect match in so many different things. Now, a skilled artist, a skilled engineer, can make anything work, even if they don't have the perfect tools. Now, if you have a sharp business mind and you're good in marketing and sales, even if you have not the ideal product market fit, your business will still do good. If you have an instrument that is not your perfect match, and if you have music in your soul, you will still sound good. But a perfect match brings out magic. The outcome of that combination is far beyond just making it work. The outcomes of a perfect match is what creates a masterpiece, is what enables a sense of ease in getting things done and doing things, in becoming the person that you want to be. And often we find people stuck in certain businesses, and they put in their hard work, they put in their intelligence, and it's just the wrong business for them, or often it's the wrong business for the wrong time, or the wrong business in the wrong market. Now the challenge is, if a business fails, it's easy to know it's a bad business. You shut it down and you move on. But if you are a good business person, if you have some level of artistry in doing business, then even when it isn't a match, you will still make that business work. And that's the scary part to be in, because you're good, and you being good has become your limitation. Because otherwise you might have let go of it, but now you hold on to it, not knowing that if you were to just find the right match, then there's going to be magic. There's going to be something that you create that is unprecedented. The challenge for most people in finding a perfect match in whatever they do, whatever they are pairing, is that often finding a perfect match means letting go of something else. In the example that we discussed earlier, it means letting go of a business that might be okay, that might even do good, but isn't going to create the legacy for you, isn't going to be that dream life, that dream impact that you want to have on people. And for many others, it might be the difference that makes the difference in getting things done, in creating music, in creating art, or even having a happy family.
Yeah.
In the previous episode, we spoke about something special and how you nurture it. The difference between nurturing something special and perfect match is when you're nurturing some things that are special in your life. You don't have to make a choice of letting go of something. A perfect match can sometimes be about who do you want your customers to be? What are the type of people you want to relate with? It could be about having a perfect match with the type of investors that you want to deal with. I've seen businesses where there is a good investor and there's a great entrepreneur, and they make things work, but it never gets that exponential growth because that investor and that entrepreneur weren't the perfect match. Now, this could be about your mentor. A perfect match creates magic. No matter what the context. And often, something that is just close enough to a perfect match might still feel like it's workable. But remember, when you're looking for the perfect match, you're not looking at what is workable. You're looking at what will delight you, what will surprise you, what will go beyond your own dreams and expectations, what will give you experiences that you never imagined were possible, because the combination creates something greater. In neurolinguistic programming, there are these concepts known as meta programs. A typical distinction or a guideline to some patterns that a person might be operating based upon the choice of language that they use to describe certain things. And going by one such metaprogram from NLP, there are two types of people. Type one, that either gets bored or doesn't find the need or the importance or urgency to put a lot of love and attention into a relationship as soon as they start getting love and attention from the other person. And type two, the more love and attention they get from the other person, they invest more love and energy into the relationship. Type one is like the cat string theory, you know, like, you know, when a cat is interested in a particular thing, as long as it can't get it, the moment it gets it, it's no longer interested in it. So when type one and type two people get together of this particular meta category in a relationship, it's a disaster. But when type 1 and type 1 get together, it's okay. But when type 2 and type 2 get together, it's magical. Because suddenly you're giving more and you're getting more. And you get more, and it gets you to give more, and you get more back. And that's what a perfect match looks like. And the beauty is, nobody is hard-coded as type 1 or type 2, but they become type 1 or type 2 with the person they're relating with. So an ideal match would be when you become the person to give more in the relationship as you get more, and your partner relates with you in that same way. So you both give more into the relationship the more you get. It's like one of those things. The more you have it, the more exciting and fun it becomes. That's what a perfect match looks like. Now, most people use a concept like this from NLP for selling. To know what type of a sales pitch would close a deal with someone. They might even use other meta programs like, you know, there are some people who are motivated to achieve a price. They work towards something. And some people are motivated to avoid a problem that could come if they didn't do something about it. So, based on the meta program that you identified from a person's language, you can understand which pattern this person operates in that particular context, and you can design your communication in a way that would be most effective for that person. But I simply believe that if you could use meta programs in deciding on the relationships you have, be it with your life partner, be it with a business colleague, with a team member, you would find that much more rewarding. Often you find people who like to give more when they get more stuck with people who give less when they get more. It's like the person who puts more of their heart into a relationship when they're loved with a person who just zones out when the person puts in their heart. And on the contrary, if a person who gives more when they get more is with a person who gives more when they give more, and if a person who gives less when they get more is with a person who gives less when they get more, you would find that the relationship is more harmonious, that no two people in the relationship feel as if they have unfulfilled. So what stops people from finding a perfect match? Often, it's the fear of uncertainty. At least with what they have, they know what life is like. And as Virginia once said, the biggest fear of all in mankind is the fear of uncertainty. I remember we did a program called Close the Deal, Like a Pro. And it was called Close the Deal, Like a Pro, and not Close Deals Like a Pro, because we always believe that there are some deals that are more important than others. And that some people wouldn't see the opportunity, even if it was right here with them. And as part of the program, they met an EID specialist, and specialists would talk to them for about 60 to 90 minutes and figure out all aspects of their life. And for about 60% of the people, it was true that they were either in the wrong profession or they were in the wrong business. And out of the 60%, about 50% of them already knew that they just couldn't gather the courage to make that move. So even before I met these participants on the stage, even before I walked onto the stage to meet all of them in the auditorium, these specialists had worked with them, and about 80% of them had already taken the actions necessary to move out of their non-ideal business or career. And think about this. For 10, 15 years, someone knew that they were in the wrong business, that they're actually not building anything that they could take with them. Yet, the fear of uncertainty was so strong that they couldn't walk out of it. I believe it has to do with two things. One is a fear of uncertainty. Two is the inability sometimes to create better choices. And also, most people are looking at making things work. It's only when you have a reference of what is possible when you have the perfect match that you would even go beyond making things work and increase your standards to having that magic in that combination. This is what drives companies like Google. Their work culture is designed to attract the right people. Not just someone with the big brains, but people who have a cultural match to what Google stands for. This is one of the things that leads to such exponential growth. And be it business or relationships, there is magic in finding the perfect match, even in simple things like when you are on stage, the choice of the instrument you use. Sometimes you may want to use an electric guitar. Sometimes you may want to use an acoustic. Sometimes a pianist might go for a grand piano. And sometimes he would want to use the keys based on what type of performance it is. And it's very easy to allow yourself to settle for something that works. If you don't know or haven't tasted the unbelievable, blissful ease and magnificent outcome of what comes possible when you get the perfect match. When Harini and I started School of Excellence and we were doing these neuro-linguistic program events, we were doing 6 to 7 day long events, and we did 18 events in a year. And there have been several times that we decided that we had to quit the business. We had enough. We were going years together doing 18 events, and it was to the point where 5-star hotels, premium properties, had become an alternate place for, you know, resting. It did not have the delight of of what you would find when you travel and you go to a fancy hotel. For us, it became a place where we could get some comfortable rest. To the point where home food and simple food became extravagant luxuries in our life because of being continuously used to the hotel food. And we were on the brink of closing the business so many times. We tried it so many times. But every time we would try, there would be people who wanted our help, and we would not knowingly dive right back into the business. And to think back about what had happened, it feels like this is the business that we were meant to be in. This is the type of impact we were meant to be having with people. And it was our match. And I think when it comes to a perfect match, one of the ways you would know it's a perfect match is it would feel so hard to walk out of it. You know, sometimes you might have all the reasons in the world to leave that particular match. Be it an investor, be it a particular type of customers, be it a business partner, or even be it a particular piece of equipment or tool that you have designed for a particular purpose of your work. You might find so many flaws and imperfections in it, and you might try to walk out of it so many times, or you might try to change it so many times. But one thing I've noticed when it comes to a perfect match is that no matter what you try, you always find yourself coming back to the same combination again and again and again. This is what happened with us. We kept coming back to the business. Even when we had the opportunity to sell the business and walk out of it and do anything else that we wanted to do in life that gives us a little more time for our own selves and our family, we kept coming back to it. But this is what we found out. Even though the industry was the perfect match, the product wasn't. We were doing good business. We were growing exponentially. But deep down, we knew that's not the space we wanted to be in. So we dropped the certification process. And instead of doing NLP programs, we started doing programs to accelerate success and to launch your legacy in compressed time. And the moment we made this shift, it was difficult because we had grown the NLP market in India. If you look at Google Trends, you would notice before, between 2000 and 2011, the keyword for NLP was dropping in India like crazy. And 2011, there was 2012, there was a shift in the trajectory. I remember right after we got the full page cover on Indian Express, a year from then, we started seeing MBA colleges promoting themselves as, you know, special because they have NLP programs. So we kind of built the NLP market in India. It was a good business. People were copying us everywhere, including people who are not in our industry, like MBA colleges. We were getting featured. Everything is going good. But that's Harini and me. We know to do business. And even if it wasn't a perfect match, for us, we grew that business. We grew that industry in this country. So it was a hard decision to let go of something that we had created with so many hours of work. But when we looked inside, we never put in that work because we wanted to create the industry. We put in the work because people were knocking on our doors. And we realized that thing never changed. Our core was to give back to people, to help and empower people. So that made the decision easy to drop certifications and to truly help those who want to improve their capabilities to create impact in the world. And the moment we made that decision, it was easy. Never once since then have we ever thought of quitting. We've been twice as busier, maybe four times as busier. There have been times when I remember during one review, there was a waiting period when people had, they had, we had long queues, and there was a waiting period that went up to 20 hours for one person. And Harney and I went 36 hours straight with like a few hours of just bare sleep in between. It had never been any easier, but it never felt like we had to quit. Because we were creating magic. We were creating unexplainable, exponential impact. And it was feeling, and it was doing something to our spirits inside. It was unexplainable. And that's what a perfect match could be like. We could have been stuck in that NLP business that we were doing. And NLP is a great thing. And we still love people who do good NLP work. And we would have made good business. We would have grown. We would have found ways to reduce the time that we spend. But it wouldn't be anything close or as magical as what we've been able to create now. So creating a perfect match often means letting go of something that is good, that is holding you back from moving into what allows that extra magic in your life. And these atoms combine with other atoms is not just about who do they combine with. It's also about how they combine. Some people might just have the perfect match already between their profession, maybe their life partner, in the way they have arranged the things in their life, but they may not be set up in a way that allows for it to be a perfect match. Carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. Oxygen combining with carbon. One is deadly, another is not so deadly. So sometimes what you have is a perfect match. And often people don't recognize that because they don't know it. They've been using it in the wrong configuration. They haven't figured the things that makes it a perfect match. Or they've been fooled by people around them. David, King David. I can't shake this picture off my mind. I get reminded of this very often. It's this moment where the entire army of Israel is afraid of this huge giant. And there's no one willing to go on a one-on-one duel with him. And David, a young shepherd boy who's not trained in the military, goes to the king and says, I'm going to fight him. And the king is pleased that there's someone who's willing to fight. So the king looks at David and he gives him his own shield and weapon. Now, obviously, we're talking about King Saul. His armor is going to be made of the finest. It must be the finest armor available, made of the most strongest alloy known to them at that period in time. One of the most safest. So David puts them on and then he says, well, I am not yet used to these, so I shall go with my own weapons. Often people think that, you know, they need to do something more futuristic, that they need to, change this. Or sometimes they might have the people in their life, the people in their business, who'd have been with them for years together, who already have the solutions to change things, to make things work. But they don't recognize yet that there is a perfect match in them if they were to relate differently with this person. So David trusted his familiarity. He knew he had a perfect match with the sling and the stones that he was carrying. That even though at that point it appeared like the armor and the sword was a superior weapon, he knew what he was trained with while taking care of his flock was superior match to him at that point in time. So he goes, he swings the stone and it knocks off Goliath, and the rest is history. But from a recent talk from Malcolm Gladwell, I came to realize that what David actually had was the equivalent of a gun. Because these stones had a particular velocity. And some of the people in the tribes of Israel had a way of being so accurate with slings that they could actually hit a hare kilometers across. So in all practical reality, David had a gun. But King Saul didn't see it. And that's the challenge with a lot of people today, is they might have an idea, they might have a business outcome, or they might have found this particular person in their life, but their friends don't see it, or family don't see it that way. And then everything is lost. But David knew when something was a perfect match, he had to go in with the stone and the sling. Now, I'm sure when David became the king, as he's won many battles and some of them are described in detail, he learned to use the sword. He put on his own armor and did not go to every battle with a stone and a sling. He learned to do that while he continued to use on that day what was a perfect match for him. And that's why we tell people that You always focus on your current business, but also learn and improve and get ready for the future business. That you nurture your current relationships, but you also develop new relationships. That you enhance the different layers and aspects in of how you relate with a person, but also find new things to do with this person. Because that's what evolving means. That there is a perfect match across different contexts today. And while you continue to use them and evolve with them, you will keep adding new layers that have a new match. One of the things we tell people is evolving is about maximizing what you can achieve with your current strengths. And that's a perfect match. What job do you do today? Well, what are your strengths? But as good as that match can be, there is another match that's even more perfect, which is what are your current strengths and what job will not only use those strengths, but also allow you to discover the strengths that you didn't yet recognize are your strengths. That will become the foundation for things that you haven't yet imagined that you're going to do. Isn't that wonderful? That's what evolution is all about. That's what we time compress with EID evolution, is how do you take the rarity and gem of a person and create the context, the perfect match for them, so that their current unique nature is optimized, is leveraged, while the same context also provides what is necessary for capability acceleration. This is exactly what we did with NLP as well. While most people were using NLP for a quick fix to solve a particular problem, we thought that was the wrong match. NLP is for evolution. If you could match NLP, what NLP can do, if you can match that implementation with strategic, systemic, long-term prediction of consequences, then you can help people to evolve in compressed time. Using NLP to solve personal problems is a good match. But making it a part of evolving a person in compressed time makes it a perfect match. When you have a cutting-edge technology, why use it as instant coffee? Let it become the backbone of a spaceship that allows you to explore newer frontiers. You find the perfect match in the things you already have, in the decisions you already made, that you find the courage to let go of. What holds you from finding perfect matches in your business, in your team, in your mentors? Going back to meta programs, one of the things that I look for my mentors is the particular quality that the more I grow, the more I can learn from them. Often you find mentors who can only teach you so much. And the problem with that is, deep down, some of them calculate, you know, how much they need to earn from you or get back something in return before you could come to a particular level. But every time I've allowed myself to learn from someone, God has been gracious to send me the kind of people who always have more to give the more I learned. That's one of the most beautiful things about Dr. John Grinder, is that now when I go back and read the first mail he sends me, I learn so much more than the boy who learned from him 5 years ago from that mail. In our interactions now, in lesser time, there's so much more meaning. This is true about my teachers in music, in yoga. They all have this quality that the more you learn, the more the mentor has to contribute to you. And that is a perfect match. I hope you find your own guidelines for a perfect match for a variety of things in your life. And it just takes one experience with a perfect match to know that everything else is a good outcome because you made it work. Because a diamond is a diamond, and a perfect match is unmissable. And there are things that are a perfect match that you haven't recognized yet. And tonight, as you sleep, and in the weeks and months to come, you're going to find some of these things and become aware of what it means for a perfect match in having the right tool, in having the right person for the right job, in relating in the right way with the people already in your life. And the more you find examples of perfect matches, the more you create perfect matches in your life and for the people around you. See you soon in another episode.